Bonus episode featuring Danielle Schneider, Jackie Clark, and Orna Furman. Crap on YouTube.
What do you think? Another YouTube clip? We're having fun.
Sure.
Okay, the best coast-to-coast caller ever.
Love coast.
Oh, from Obama Llama.
What?
Obama Llama.
That's the name of the person.
First-time caller line, Rhonda in Columbus, Georgia. Rhonda, what's on your mind?
I went through a Stargate, and the man standing in it said his name was North Star, and he was spotted like a leopard, and he looked just like the people on the television show that used to be on Sci-Fi. And then I went through a Stargate again several months, or like almost a year later, and it was a man the same. It wasn't the same spotted man. You could tell he was a more of an overseer, and he had on a royal blue robe with gold brocade, and he told me I had birthed for the Pope's house. And when I did, it was spiritual, and it was just like having children. And
so
this thing also had a parked black flying wing over my house, and Area 1 appeared within a block of my house. And when I asked them, did they want to see the ships, they said no, they weren't interested in.
Hey, Rhonda. Rhonda, I'm going to ask you to slow down here for a second. Let's take this a step at a time.
Okay.
You went through a Stargate? What are you talking
about? It's like an ASCAP monologue. It goes too fast.
How did that happen?
I was praying in tongues trying to get close to Jesus.
And you went through a Stargate. How do you know it's a Stargate, and what was the experience like?
It was like going through stars as fast as you could go in the blink of an eye.
Yeah, that's a Stargate.
And then I was standing there.
When
and
I went
he
to
was
Stargate,
there,
it sounds about very, very similar experience.
And then in the blink of an eye, I was back in my body, back, praying, trying to get close to Jesus. And it shocked me because I'd never had any experience like that before.
Wow. And then it happened again.
And it happened again. I was watching television about the Pope being elected at someone's house, and I was seeing it at the time, and it opened up in the Stargate again, and he had on this royal blue robe and this gold brocade, and he looked like more of a overseer to even the North Star, and he told me that I had birthed for the Pope's house, and at that moment, a spirit came on me, and
birthed
it was like birthing a human child because
house?
I have two children. And I'm concerned about it now because the
now.
Woman told me I saw that black flying wing parked over my house.
Parked.
Now, I've moved three times since then, and I haven't seen it anymore.
No.
But the Lord told me it had incurred his anger against me, but it said it was North Star and he wanted a church for Jesus. Then after that, I have two pages of spirits that came on me that I thought they were of Jesus because they were so supernatural.
And two pages, you meaning you're doing automatic writing or something?
No, two pages of spirits that came on me, supernatural beings.
What, pages? What do you mean pages?
Like
that's
in a notebook
bomb, yes.
Where you write down what came on you because
okay.
I just want to forget it.
Okay.
So I wanted to get in touch with someone that could help me because I tried to talk to the lady that's hosting George Norea and the Pensacola in October. And the thing came on me last night and literally tried to take my memory of what had happened to me out of my mind.
Rhonda, I'm not quite sure what to tell you. I'm going to have to think about this. Tim, do you have any thoughts on what Rhonda's going through here?
Tim. I'm absolutely stumped. This is strange. I have never heard anything like this before. So,
Rhonda, was
a very exciting life.
Rhonda, was anybody else around you when you went through this Stargate experience?
So diplomatic.
Did anybody see you
while
you were going
living
through
the dream.
It?
They don't want to lose
I was
colors.
Playing with the lady, but she had no idea that it happened to me. And I tried to tell people about what was happening to me, and they told me it was just the devil and I needed it cast out of me because they were such things.
Of course.
All right, next caller on sports radio. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Sally, and I wanted to talk about the Jets. Let's talk about the Jets.
Do you think Sanchez is going to have a bounce-back game?
No, I think he's going to have a terrible game. I think, you know, the first week you got your hopes up, and then the second week, you know, it's like I sank into a depression, and it's just like I had to go in my garage, and I was watching it in my garage because that's where my TV is, and then, you know, my kids were there, and then it was like there was a dark cloud over me because I'm real nervous.
Okay, there's a dark cloud over all of of Jets Nation right now.
Yeah. That's my point, Gara. You know, I mean, I don't understand what's going on, you know, Gara. I mean, it's just like, you know, and then, you know, it's like I have these Sanchez dreams, and every time I dream about them, I get pregnant, and then, you know, it's like I don't even know. It's just like that the whole thing just happens, and then it happens.
Okay, you're speaking metaphorically now?
No, I don't think Sanchez is going to have a better season. He doesn't? No. These aren't metaphors. These are real babies.
Every time you dream of Sanchez, you have a baby, ma'am?
Yeah, I have a baby. I have four babies. I've had four dreams, four babies. You know, these are the facts.
He hasn't been around that many seasons.
Yeah, but I follow college ball.
You've been following Sanchez since the Trojans.
Yeah, one year.
I don't know what to say. I'd say this is exciting. She lives a really exciting
life. Yeah, I do. I live alone in a mobile home, and I have an exciting life, and I'm four kids, and, you know, and it's just like every time I have a dream, I get pregnant, and then I wonder, you know, what's that affecting on the season? And, you know, am I drinking too much coffee? I don't know. You know, what about raspberries?
Okay, we were more talking about Rex Ryan, and if this team needs an offensive coach versus a defensive coach like Ryan, what do you think about that?
I think he needs a gastric bypass. I mean, that guy is just a big guy, you know, and I just worry. I wonder if his diet is all fast food, if he's getting any fresh fruits and vegetables, and, you know, I know he lives on the East Coast, but they definitely have access to those sorts of things, and I really am proud that he likes to have sex with his wife, but I don't know. Yeah, sure, defense.
Okay, next caller, you're on the air. That one seems very excited.
Hey!
You're on the air.
Hey! Okay, so, I'm walking down the street, and I see striped puddings, and I went
Are you
back
talking about
to
the
my,
replacement refs?
Right?
Striped puddings?
Yes, and I went, and I saw them, and I was running, and I said...
Wow, she seems like she's having
said,
a lot
no,
of fun.
I don't want to watch that. And then I said, okay, I'll be offensive. And I stabbed
okay,
it.
Okay, ma'am, let's slow down
I
here.
I stabbed
hold
three
on,
of
hold
them.
On, hold on.
I've stabbed three of them.
Wow, okay, wow. Some people live, you know.
I want to understand. What team are we talking about? Who did you stab?
Right, yes. God. And then there's also Henry.
Tebow? Are we talking about Tebow?
Tebow. Again? Tebow has a stake.
He has a stake in the Jets. I'm trying to interpret what this fan is
right,
talking about.
Right,
here.
Right, right, right.
She seems like
and,
a real super
okay,
fan.
Okay, so, right. So I was looking at that, okay? And I saw him and I was like, what? And so then I turned around three times, spin real fast because that's what the page said to do. And then I was.
Oh, hold
I was
on,
eating
hold on. You
my...
said a lot, but I want to know what you mean by the page in
okay,
particular.
Right. The page. I was eating it. And then I.
All right, I know you're talking about stabbing people mm-hmm, and mm-hmm, striped pudding.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing I'm really confused about is what you mean by the page.
I had to because the page
said. Like an intern, that kind of
page. The book.
A book that has a page.
Hey, so Gary, Barb, you wanted to talk to me about the callers. And I, you know, I just want to say I'm really excited to be interning here. And I feel like I.
Okay, you're the one who screens, right?
Yeah, I'm the screener.
Now, I'm looking for people who know about sports.
Yeah, I know a lot about. Yeah, oh my gosh, this is like my dream. I've always.
But these people have been really exciting.
Oh, good. I'm so glad, Barb. Yeah, thank you for all those uplifting words.
Yeah, really
Barb,
exciting.
You're encouraging this.
Oh, no,
we didn't have one caller today.
Well,
that
I was
first
kinda,
of all had a period on the end of their sentence.
Yeah, it was fun, right?
No. Well, I was kind of taking my lead from Barb. Barb said she just really wanted to spice things up and to get some, you know, get some ladies in here. She thought it was maybe a little guy heavy.
There were so many guy callers.
There were a lot of guy callers before this, and all they wanted to talk about was football.
Yeah,
I just couldn't or basketball or college ball. You know, like I just wanted to do something different. You know,
Barb, this is ESPN Radio.
I know.
Colin Coward in the herd.
Yeah.
With Barb.
Yeah, no, I know. And I just feel like.
Yeah. Hi. Am I on right now?
Yes.
Hey,
I've been telling you that. You're on. Okay. You're in the herd.
Hello.
You're
am
in the
I
herd
on?
With
okay,
Colin
hi,
Coward
hi. Oh,
and
wow,
Barb.
Oh, wow. It's you guys. Oh, this is so exciting. First
time
caller. Hi, Barb. I've been listening to you for years. Not here, obviously. But, okay, so I know a lot about sports. And I'm really excited about this weekend and what's going on.
All right,
with
finally.
The games. Oh, my God. I mean, finally a matchup, right?
Who are your picks?
Right?
Finally a matchup. Oh, right. You're talking about Baltimore
and
Patriots.
I'm so excited. I mean, it's like I have not been able to sit down and watch a good game in so long, so I wanted to make a request.
Okay, fine. Go ahead.
I'd love to hear We Are the Champions.
Barb, Did you ask for?
Oh, okay. Let's find
requests?
It. Let's find it. Let's
great.
Play it. Let's.
I only ever hear it when I'm at
Come
the
on, we
stadium.
Never take music requests. We just talk about sports. Let's take some requests.
Yeah, I loved you on the coast.
Thank you. Thank you.
I miss you.
Okay, am I on? Hi, am I on? Am
yes.
I on? Am I in
Hello.
The herd? Am
You're
I
on. You're in the herd.
You're on
with
the herd
Barb.
With Colin Coward and Barb.
Hey, Barb. This one's for Barb.
Oh, okay.
God damn it.
So, Barb, so basically what's been going on in my life
Tell me, girl.
Is I've been married for 14 years now, and I love my husband, but things are getting so boring. And, you know, I think we're just falling into a pattern. We're falling into a groove.
I get it.
And so last week I thought I would spice
Okay, we're doing
up,
NFL and, picks now, remember.
Okay,
this,
well,
she's getting to her NFL picks.
Yeah, so I wore a very sexy lingerie thing. I wanted to surprise him, and he was like out watching the game with his friends.
Which game was he watching?
I don't know, a football game. And so he came home, and he had maybe had a couple of beers with his friends, and I had, you know, I got a bikini
Good
once.
For you.
I did all this stuff.
Build it, and he will come.
Well, he kind of laughed at me, and it made me feel.
Barb, what is going on here?
We are talking football.
Get to the pitch.
We're getting to it.
And so I just want to know, like, should I be angry? Do you think it was just the drinking because he was, you know, with his friends at the game? Or, you know, how, you know, I feel like
what
I'm doing.
What game?
I don't know. It was a football
Please.
Game.
Please, yes.
Hey, I'm really super psyched. I'm sorry about what happened with your last screener, but I'm really super psyched to be here. I'm a huge sports fan. I'm a huge fan of you guys. And so I'm going to promise you I'm going to get you some awesome callers.
Okay.
You are a sports fan.
I'm a sports
That's
fan.
That's a prerequisite.
No, I'm a huge sports fan. That's how I got this job. I'm super psyched.
What's your favorite basketball player? Who?
I don't watch basketball. That's not one of the sports that I'm into, but I'm really into sports.
Okay. Who do you think's the best rookie quarterback this year?
I don't know what that means.
You don't know what rookie quarterback means?
Oh, I know how to explain it to you.
Okay.
Think of it like, you know how like someone's like a freshman in high school?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, God.
That's a peon.
Yeah, right? Like,
that's
or
a
like,
quarterback?
Like, what is he? What? No. So, but they're the newest person kind of in the...
Here, let's just let her screen a call in front of
okay,
us. Just
sure.
so we know this works for
cool.
her.
Cool. All right. There's it's lighting up right now. Let me take
yeah,
this call.
Yeah, all board.
Okay. Hello. You are on the air with the screener for the show, and if you have a good question, I'll put you through.
My question is, why do no ladies like me? This one's for Barb.
Great. Putting you through.
Oh.
That wasn't a sports question.
What? Did you hang
see,
up?
Right
oh,
away.
I didn't realize you can hang up, too. I see that. Okay.
That wasn't a sports question.
It seemed like
it was a
sports question
because
it's about men.
Hey, Colin. Thanks for coming into my office.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to let you know we're making some tweaks to the show.
Oh, good. We're getting rid of Barb?
Actually, we're just changing the name. It's going to be Barb... And the herd, and...
What? It's a play on my name.
I know.
Colin Coward and the herd.
I know,
What's
but...
What's Barb?
Barb and the
if
herd.
If I may kind of, you know...
God damn it, Barb. This is my private meeting.
I know, but I overheard...
I love you, Barb. I should be angry.
I
Don't
know.
Use my name
well,
to explain
Well, the reason
yourself.
I'm using it is because Barb overhears things. So Barb... Herd.
That was her pitch. This is
what
her pitch.
Saying,
Still
so
in love
Barb
with it.
Barb in the herd
yeah.
with that other guy.
Yeah, with that
I
other guy.
I answer the phone. I say, you're in the herd.
It's still the herd. Barb heard it.
Barb heard it, and she's going to help
you. Guys, should
I
be in on this meeting?
Yes. Yeah, definitely. I wanted you here. Oh, cool. I wanted you here, which
Please.
Is why you're here.
Okay.
Please.
I love sports. I want to hear you talk about it.
So, Colin, you have been such a great addition to the ESPN family, and all,
yeah,
you know, all you're doing
cool.
is... We're just getting like a new family member who's
yeah.
at the top of the family, a new
Think
matriarch.
Think of me like a stepmom.
Yeah, it's a stepmom.
This is Hannah Storm. This is her agenda, isn't it?
I don't
Hannah
know.
Storm.
No, it's not. This is the will of the people. The people really are digging Barb and the herd.
Yeah.
She hears people, Colin.
I have never seen one game.
I know. It's amazing that it works.
What does first and ten
you
mean?
Can tell.
Just tell me that.
First and ten?
Yeah. If
it
you
means...
explain that to me, then I'll leave.
Well,
and
no, actually,
your...
I'm your boss.
No, let me explain it. I will explain.
Oh, Barb.
It
oh, means... let me settle in.
It means...
I'm getting a...
When
Ooh,
a player...
A notebook?
A player gets...
Oh, let me
first,
open an Orangina.
At first down, there's 10 yards in a play, and that player hits that... Gets 10 yards, so they get that first...
And that's a rookie?
And that first of the 10.
All right. Let me ask you another
wow,
sports question.
Wow, she's melting down.
I want to ask you another sports question.
Yes,
she
yes. Easy peasy, diamond easy.
Can a woman after 46 find love?
I'm going to tell you, Linda.
Oh, did you hear it?
Be a good human. and give us a rating on iTunes. Buy an Improv for Humans t-shirt and get your mama to listen to the show. Music by Bobby Matthews. This has been Matt Bess's Improv for Humans.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio. Boom.com. Oh, oh, oh. The wolf dead.